Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and most of you have never and will never go to El Bulli, widely regarded as the best restaurant in the world. The chef is Ferran Adria, who some call an international bellwether of the future of food. Others have called him the Salvador Dali of the kitchen. He has probably done more than any chef to promote molecular gastronomy, avant-garde food, and deconstructivist cooking. That's where chefs use science and technology more commonly found in science labs than kitchens. Stuff like immersion blenders to create flavored foam, liquid nitrogen to flash freeze stuff, centrifuges, thermal immersion circulators, hydrocolloids, and syringes, all to create strange flavor combinations to turn liquid fats into powders and other crazy stuff like that. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you're not alone. I had basically no idea until this morning. And his restaurant, El Bulli, which is outside of Barcelona, is basically impossible to get into. And sadly, for foodies, the restaurant is closing in July, and they've stopped granting reservations. But one group of people has found a creative way into El Bulli through the back door. Ambitious young chefs from all over the world have made pilgrimages there to work as apprentices for free to learn from the master. Adam Gopnik, in a recent New Yorker piece, described these young chefs as the Oompa Loompas. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory fans, take note. It's my pleasure to welcome both the great chef, Ferran Adria, and journalist Lisa Abend, who is the author of a new book about these Oompa Loompas called The Sorcerer's Apprentices, A Season in the Kitchen at Ferran Adria's El Bulli. And Lisa will translate for Ferran. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for coming in. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa, he serves meals with 30 to 40 courses that take hours to eat. So what is it? Describe some of this food for people who don't have any idea what molecular gastronomy or deconstructivist cooking are.
More than anything, it's remarkably creative. It's playful. When you look around the dining room, people are laughing as they eat the food. For example, one of his classic dishes was called the soup. And it was born from the question, why does soup have to be liquid? And so when it's actually served as letters, solid letters that spell out the word, these two words, the soup. But when you cut into it with your spoon, it becomes liquid again. And so it forces you to, most of his cooking, almost all of it, forces you to re-examine your assumptions about food.
So there's an example also, nori seaweed filled with liquefied sesame paste, Parmesan marshmallows, trout egg tempura, ham and rose wonton, blackberry risotto with game meat sauce, just to give some other examples. So would you ask, Ferran, why do you deconstruct food? What's the reason behind deconstructing, say, macaroni and cheese or having solid soup?
¿Por qué desconstruyes la cocina? ¿Cuál es tu motivación?
La pregunta sería ¿por qué no, no?
The question is why not?
Por ejemplo, casi todos los postres están deconstruidos.
For example, almost all desserts are deconstructed.
Sí, hay dos tipos de cocina, lo que se llama cocina elaboracionista y la cocina productista.
He sees that there are two kinds of food, what we might call elaborated or manipulated food, and the other kind which really focuses on the product.
¿No? Si comemos un trozo de ternera, un solomillo de ternera.
If we eat, for example, just a steak.
Es cocina productista, el producto casi no se elabora.
In this case, it's focusing on the product. It hasn't been manipulated in really any way.
¿No? Si comemos unos canelones Rossini.
If we eat, for example, Rossini canelones.
¿No? La carne está totalmente elaborada.
In that case, the meat is going to be completely manipulated.
Y si tomamos un consomé, ya la carne se ve.
And with something like a consomé, you're not even seeing the meat.
Yeah.
Entonces, esto siempre se cocina de estas dos maneras.
So, cooking always, you can break down along these two lines.
La deconstrucción la utilizamos, es decir, la diferencia es que normalmente se hacía sobre, se iban creando platos durante la historia, y había uno más elaboracionista, otro más productista, ¿no?
Throughout history, there have been some dishes that are more manipulated, some that have been less.
Nosotros cogemos, es decir, como empezamos a crear nuevas texturas y nuevas elaboraciones.
As we started to create new textures and new ways of manipulating food.
Muy extrañas para la gente.
Things that were very strange for people.
Utilizamos platos conocidos.
We took known plates, familiar dishes.
Como cordón umbilical.
As a sort of umbilical cord.
Yes, so they could understand. It's like you're exposing the process through the presentation of the dish.
Es como revelar el proceso por la presentación del plato.
Sí, sí, lo para que el problema de la deconstrucción es que si no conoces el plato original no tiene ningún sentido.
The problem with deconstructing a dish is that if you don't know the original, then you're not going to get it.
You're not going to
get it. Por ejemplo, si tú haces una deconstrucción de la sopa de maíz con almejas americana.
For example, if you did made a deconstruction of clam chowder or corn chowder.
Y no conoces lo original, es que te da igual.
And you don't know anything about chowder, then you're not going to get it. It doesn't mean anything to you.
Who are these Oompa Loompas, Lisa, who you wrote about? What kinds of backgrounds do they have, and what are they trying to learn?
Well, to start with, they're all young. They come from all over the world. There was one young man who came from South Korea and actually camped outside of El Bulli's garden until they let him in as an apprentice. Most of them have come with experience, and so they've already worked in some of the best restaurants in the world. They've worked in the French Laundry. They've worked in Noma. They've worked in great restaurants in Japan. But despite all of their experience, they are very quickly reduced, I guess is the way to put it, to the very bottom of the hierarchy.
What's the most creative thing you saw any of them make?
Well, that's the thing. They themselves don't do very much creative work. They do the job, the very tedious labor, actually, of carrying out Ferran's vision. So, for example, he served a risotto in 2009, which is the year that I was there. Sounds normal. It was actually a corn risotto. Okay? But, you know, it wasn't made from kernels of corn. You know how inside each kernel there's this teeny tiny little germ?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was made from. And it was their job to stand there, and there would be about 15 of them at a time who did this for over an hour a day, squeezing germ out of each kernel of corn.
And that's the essence of corn, to take that kernel?
En está preguntando por la, bueno, el plato de risotto de maíz con el germen.
Ah, yeah.
Es la esencia del maíz.
No, pero yo siempre pongo alguna cosa muy, muy elaborada para que los chicos no solo vean el glamour de la cocina.
He always has one dish that takes a lot of work so that the apprentices who work there don't think that cooking is all about glamour.
Entonces tengo que inventarme cada año 3 o 4 trabajos de estos muy mecánicos para que la gente vea que las cosas cuestan, ¿no? Que son difíciles.
Each year he has to invent 3 or 4 new dishes that require a lot of mechanical labor so that the apprentices realize that cooking is hard.
Yeah. Y esto es muy importante para los chicos, muy importante.
And this is a very important lesson for them to learn.
Is humor or irony part of your presentation with food?
Dice que cuando yo empecé a cocinar, mi función era que la gente viniera al restaurante y le gustara, como cualquier cocinero.
When I started, I was like any other chef. All I wanted was that when people came to my restaurant, that they liked it.
Cuando hablamos de todos estos nombres, molecular, de construcción, tal, seguramente ninguno refleja exactamente lo que es este tipo de cocina.
None of the names that we attach to this, like molecular or deconstruction, really, truly identify what it is.
La diferencia es que a partir del año 94 entendemos que el comer puede ser una experiencia.
The difference is that beginning about 1994, we started to realize that eating itself could be an experience.
Por ejemplo, hay países, por ejemplo, en Japón, hay la cocina kaiseki donde comer es una experiencia, es decir, no solo comer.
For example, in Japan, the kaiseki meal is a total experience. It's not just eating.
Entonces nosotros dijimos, ¿por qué no hacer nuestra experiencia? Y entonces, dentro de esta experiencia, lo que hacemos es dialogar con la gente.
So for us, what we wanted to do with our experience is to create a dialogue with our diners.
Entonces, dentro del diálogo de los humanos hay la provocación, la ironía, el sentido del humor, ¿no?
And within any human dialogue, humor, irony, that sort of thing always fits, and provocation as well.
Entonces, incorporamos esto a la cocina. ¿no? a la cocina del bulli y hace que el comer sea otra cosa.
And so we incorporate it into our cooking and it turns our food, it turns eating into something different.
Y bajo una visión muy clara.
Under a very clear vision.
Cuando él decía, hacen, combinan gustos raros.
When you said something about how he combines strange flavors.
No. Los gustos no son raros, la gente es rara.
No. Flavors are not strange. People are strange.
I agree with that. Do you think, though, that this trend toward molecular gastronomy or avant-garde food is sustainable, or is it a passing trend? Are you even getting sick of it? Is that why you're going back to a more traditional restaurant?
No, mira, ¿cuánta gente hace vanguardia en la moda?
How many people do avant-garde fashion design?
10 personas en el mundo, no
Maybe 10 people in the world.
¿Cuánta gente corre en Fórmula 1? 20 coches.
How many people run the Formula One? Maybe 20 cars.
No, hacer la cocina de vanguardia es lo mismo.
Avant-garde cuisine is the same.
En el mundo pueden existir 10, 15 restaurantes que son los que marcan la línea y los que influencian a todos los demás.
So in the whole world there may be 10 or 15 restaurants that really push the envelope and lead the way for everyone else.
Entonces, para esto será sostenible porque tendrán otros tipos de negocios y tal. Entonces, es el modelo que se está creando, ¿no? Un nuevo modelo de sostenibilidad cuando se hace vanguardia en cocina.
So yes, it's sustainable because there are so few people and their role is so well defined, which is to sort of lead the way.
So, what Lisa, do you expect the Oompa Loompas to be the next generation of avant-garde chefs now that they've gone through this, you know, this process and this rigorous training, this boot camp? Pulling tiny seeds out of kernels of corn. Are they going to open the next dozen avant-garde restaurants in the globe?
Well, maybe not dozen, but maybe one. And that's really all it takes. You know, what motivates them, their styles of cooking are as different as the individuals who do it. And some of them want to do the very product-oriented kind of cooking that Ferran described. I think the greatest thing that he teaches them or that they learn, and which they've all said to me as well, is not so much that, wow, I learned to make a foam, or I learned to spherify mango juice. What I learned is a different way of thinking about food. I learned to ask why. Why, for example, does soup have to be liquid? Why can't ice cream be hot? Those, for a lot of these young cooks, it really, more than anything, he's teaching them a way to think.
The restaurant is closing forever in July. I've read that El Bulli is going to be an academy for advanced culinary study. What will you do next?
El restaurante no se cierra, se transforma.
First of all, the restaurant isn't closing, it's transforming itself.
En un think tank más que una escuela.
More than an academy, it's going to be a think tank.
Y se hace para seguir haciendo lo que hacemos, que es crear.
And we're doing it so that we can keep doing what we've always done, which is to create.
Es crear un nuevo escenario. Si creemos que para lo que estamos haciendo, el escenario del restaurante en 2-3 años iba a dar lo máximo. Nosotros no podíamos dar más en el restaurante.
If we kept doing what we have been doing, we realized that in 2 or 3 years we wouldn't be able to keep at it, that we've sort of reached the limit.
We have 30 seconds left.
30 what, are
you
segundos.
What are you having for lunch today?
¿Qué vas a comer hoy?
Vamos, aún no lo sé.
Still doesn't know.
No, hoy no tengo, pero procuré comer bien, ¿no?
But he's going to try and eat well.
Pero tampoco, una cosa es la alimentación diaria, otra cosa es la cocina.
And one of the things is food, there's a difference between food and dialoguing with cuisine.
Ahora solo una cosa, que comer bien alimenta el alma. Esto que lo tenga todo el mundo.
Eating
claro.
Well feeds the soul.
Thank you for dialoguing with cuisine with us.
Thank you.
Lisa Abend, author of The Sorcerer's Apprentices, A Season in the Kitchen at Ferran Adrià's El Bulli, and Ferran Adrià. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.